just glad that Grandy did good work and that Lucas finally joined the show. That was a big 5 minutes for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas.
He does have a strap on him, so the water's gun does make sense.
Very good.
Yep.
Only some people got that. That's from Lindy's press conference last night. But anyway, do you remember the Lindy Waters deal? Do you remember how the Warriors acquired him?
I have no idea.
You don't remember what they gave up?
No. And you don't either, looked it up.
No, I didn't remember there was a quirk to it.
You looked it up.
I knew that they gave up.
Don't try to be Captain Transaction Wire, because I'm not buying it right now.
I knew they gave up the 52nd pick in the draft.
Oh, that's right.
But what I couldn't remember is because the 52nd pick in the draft was Quentin Post. And who does Quentin Post play for?
I think he plays for the Warriors.
Correct. So how in the hell did they pull that off?
Well,
explain that. Yeah. Riddle me this.
Well, because the Warriors apparently.
The Warriors traded the rights to the 52nd pick in the draft, Quentin Post, to the Thunder for Lindy Waters, and now both of them are here. Explain.
Well, the Thunder probably did the Ariana Grande and said thank you next to Quentin Post, and then Post was able to come all the way back around to the Warriors, and the Warriors got Lindy Waters with the 52nd pick, and then Post didn't stick with Oklahoma City, and now he's back here.
That is an incorrect answer.
Whatever, you don't know.
Go ahead,
he looked it up.
Go ahead,
they traded the pick away, and then they later just bought the pick right back.
From the Portland Trail Blazers.
Well, there you go.
Yes, there you go. He was right. He got it. He nailed it.
He knew you looked it up.
I'm reading, yes.
I'm at least trying to play along with the radio bit here.
I'm not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
I could have Googled it too and been Captain Know-It-All, but it's better for the show if I'm the guy in the middle. Fade the Nippers.
But say it again. You didn't. You could have, but you didn't.
Because it's
what's
better
right
for
in
the
front
show.
Of you?
That's a box score.
It's a laptop, Dibs. It's got Google on there.
Right.
It does. Check it.
No, I get
Type
it.
Type the G. If you hit your G, Google will come up. You don't even need to do the O-O-G-L-E. Just a G. Boop. There's Google.
You don't know what my G comes up as, for one.
Anyway.
For two, from now on, I'll just skip ahead, too, and ruin the conversation.
Here's what I'll say, and I'll go back to the point. Any name you want to come up with here, you sound like a moron. Because who of these 12 other people are you going to, suddenly take out of the rotation 4 games in? But if you go name by name, I they all sound bad. But I will tell you, based on the 3 games that we saw from him and the back problems that are now dogging him for the second year in a row, I'm wondering aloud if Lindy Waters shouldn't eventually, if they shouldn't take a look at him maybe starting to take some of the role that they had carved out for D'Anthony Melton. I know he's barely been here, so I'm not out on him. I don't even know how you could be. But he wasn't off to a terribly great start. And I am concerned that he has the exact same injury already that had him miss so many games last year. And so you wonder if, at minimum, this isn't just the insurance they need for D'Anthony Melton's back.
Well, if D'Anthony Melton's hurt, then you don't really have to worry about taking him out of the rotation because he's going to be injured and out of the rotation. So I'm more interested in which healthy players you'd want to replace, because that's one. And if Melton is healthy and Lindy Waters is healthy and Lindy's actually playing better, fine. That's an easy one. D'Anthony Melton's on a 1-year deal, and I should probably Google what his contract is so I don't get it wrong.
Yeah, just hit the G.
Because, God forbid I get a decimal point wrong on his mid-level exception, but he'll be here for one and gone, so you don't necessarily have to marry yourself to D'Anthony Melton.
Is that the case? I think you're right. Yeah, he got the mid-level.
No, I'm right. I didn't have to Google it.
He got the mid-level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it.
Although he got more money than the other two did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who else are you taking out? And I feel we're heading toward a GP2 portion of the show.
I don't want to take GP2 out.
And he only played, 8 minutes last night?
But he had an effect on the game.
Right.
He really did. His defense is incredible, and they won this game with defense yesterday. So I don't want GP2 to be minimized. I mean, we get to a point where I don't want to use this phrase anymore. It's a good problem to have. No, it's just kind of a problem.
A good problem to have when you have 3 guys who are hurt. And I would bet that going forward throughout the course of the 82, you're going to have at least one guy hurt every game.
Probably.
If not more. You've got Draymond Green, who is a guy who's had a number of different maladies. Steph Curry is already hurt at 36. You already mentioned D'Anthony Melton and a bad back that he came with, and now he's out with the bad back.
Yep.
And Andrew Wiggins is hurt early in the year. I would bet with a team full of, not full of, but a lot of guys who are 28 or older, you're going to have a lot of injuries, and so it is a good problem.
Well, no doubt. You're going to have a lot of injuries, but what happens when you don't? And I'll just say, because there's no way to have a large sample yet, we don't have that yet, we will. I will say, this is the only way I'll phrase it, based on 3 games of D'Anthony Melton and 1 game of Lindy Waters, I like Lindy Waters. How about that?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Lindy Waters was terrific last night, and D'Anthony Melton also played in games where they had Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins. So you can look at it a number of different ways. If Lindy is in the rotation with Steph and Wiggins, he probably doesn't get 21 points.
Oh, I would agree with that. But again, I'm basing what I saw last night on much more than his points. I know that he can shoot a three. I don't care if he only scores 8 or 9 points in a basketball game. But if you do have, remember, we asked all these guys the other night, no Steph, no Melton, who brings the ball up? Well, no one threw out Lindy Waters, but he can.
Yeah.
He wasn't just shooting. He was getting the whole group into their offense. He was fantastic. Really in control of an NBA game, which is crazy because he barely plays in NBA games.
Right. And he has played, and it's his fourth year, and he's 27 years old. So we do need to remember that even though he's new to this team and he hasn't played a ton of NBA basketball, he is 27. And so he's got a lot more real court experience than a lot of younger guys like Pods and Kuminga and Moody and the rest.